come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. And for people who want common sense guidance on how to build green and live a more sustainable lifestyle. Send an email. The Mighty House crew is on the job. This is Mighty House.
Hey, we're back. Thanks for joining us again. We've got a great topic. Another instant request from a listener, subscriber, whatever you want to call it.
A guy that dingles the bell.
That's right. So before we get started, hit that subscribe button. Dingle on the bell. That way you get notified next time we do something. And also you can leave us a note below because we'll answer those. And that's how we get these questions. You can also just drop Rich an email at rich@mightyhouse.net. And we'll get back to you. And if it's a good question, we'll have another instant request from a listener.
Subscriber/dingler of the bell.
Dingler of the bell. There you go.
Yes.
All right.
What are we discussing today?
So we also do have, we're going to talk about painting and or our painting over stain. So we got an email asking, is it okay to paint over a stained product? Whether that's your stained doors, your trim work, maybe a piece of furniture. So the short answer is yes. So you can click off now and just go and paint. Or if you want to find out how to do it, we're going to explain how to do it properly.
Yeah, because there's a couple things you might maybe want to look out for.
Right. So, all right, where do we start besides hitting the share button so that we can see what we're talking about for those of you watching on the YouTubes? Yeah. Hit the share. There you go. So there
she looks so happy painting her stained wood.
Yeah, she's happy.
All right.
Because she just started. She's only on her second board.
Wait until she does the other side and it all sticks to the newspaper.
Right.
All right. So the first thing you got to do is make sure that the stain finish has some kind of top coat. So depending on the age, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays, we do stain in polyurethane. You could do stain and lacquer. You could do, we have that poly finish stain and sealer in one.
Right.
Don't use that stuff.
No.
But, so if you want to test your board, first thing you do is take a couple of drops of water.
Okay.
Just drop it on there. If it beads up, there's oil on the finish.
What if it runs off like it is right here on the corner of this? For the paint.
Yeah. Then you don't want to paint over that. There's still oil present in the water will not take to it.
Right.
So if it has a top coat of sealer, then you're actually kind of okay. But if it doesn't, and I have to be very clear about this, what you just put up there.
Uh-huh.
If you're stained finish, if you're going, say, like that last picture where she's taking a stained wood and trying to paint it a light color, don't put paint on it. Do your stain blocker. Okay. Now you're going to find Zinsser. You're going to find all these different brands of stain block, right?
Right.
Bins, Zinsser, all of them. What you got to do is be very careful and read the can. If you notice here, it says shellac based.
Right about there.
It must be an oil-based or alcohol-based sealer. If it says cleans up with water, don't use it.
Right.
Most of the box stores, unfortunately, carry the water base, which, depending on what you're doing, if you're just doing some drywall work, it might be fine. But for going over a stained finish, you have to have an oil or shellac-based sealer.
Because if you are using the water-based stuff, a lot of those stains can soak up and bleed back through. And now your painted finish is going to have all these spots.
And it might not be the next day. It will bleed through.
Yeah.
It could be a week later. And all of a sudden you see brown is splotchy.
Right. Or you set your piece and it hits in the sun a little bit and the sun hits it. And that sun will then bring that out of the wood.
You want to clean all that wood. So we always suggest TSP, trisodium phosphate. This is a great cleaner that will strip off grease, oil, hand oil, fingerprints, you know what I mean? All this
crayons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will clean all that stuff off, but it will not make the wood take paint.
Right.
This is a cleaner to get rid of, if you're doing kitchen cabinets or a table that's 60 years old and it's been in the dining room for forever and it's got 38 coats of pledge on it. You need to get that off of there. So you clean it with this and then you give it a good light sanding with like 220 grit sandpaper. So now it's clean. Then you give it a sanding. And the only reason you're sanding is not to take out lumps and bumps. You're giving it something for the new finish to adhere to. Because if your previous finish is nice and smooth, it's not going to grab.
No sticky, sticky.
No sticky, sticky. Is that the new technical term?
That's the technical term, yes. And if you're happening to be watching on the YouTubes, take off this hardware. Don't be lazy like this and sand around it. Take all the hardware, take the knockers off, take the hardware off, and
The
sand the whole
knockers,
thing
that
down.
is a legitimate door knocker.
That's a brass big gonzo one too.
It is. That's a nice one.
So take that stuff off. Get all the hardware off of there. And then you can sand it down properly. And you can
Yes.
put the right finish on, paint it right, and then you can put all the hardware back on. Plus, you might want to just take this in and have it refinished and have this re, you know, have
Right.
that natural brass brought back
While
on.
you're sanding this. Now, something else a lot of people do. It's good if you're going to use the random orbital sander from the previous picture or this, which is a 3M 220 grit wet or dry.
Yes.
Usually wood, I try to dry sand at 220. One of the biggest mistakes a lot of people make is you see tack cloths in the store, and tack cloths are sold to clean up the dust after you're done sanding.
What else do they do though, Rich?
They have wax in them that if you're doing a water-based finish, the tack cloth will create fish eyes because they have wax in them. Your paint won't stick. You'll get fish eyes. You'll get bubbles. You'll get blemishes. There's nothing wrong with tack cloths if you're using them on an oil finish between oil finish coats. You cannot use a tack cloth and do a water-based coat.
So, and Lou, what are you going to use to get all the dust and everything off of
And
your?
you, like me, when we went through all the LeadSafe Warranty courses and all that, we've got vacuums now with HEPA filters and stuff. I vacuum between sandings. I top coat, sand, well, first coat, sand, vacuum, top coat, sand, finish coat, done.
Would you
We vacuum everything.
wipe it down with TSP in between? Just out with a
No,
damp.
typically no. And
Okay.
again, the TSP, something that we didn't discuss is TSP is really bad in lakes and rivers.
Right. It's bad for the
So
environment.
be moderate when you use it. Don't get crazy. Don't pour it down drains. If you got a little left over in the bottle, don't pour it in your drain. It's really bad for waterways. I mean, there's a lot of towns. I think technically in Chicago, it's banned, is it not? You can't buy it in the store.
I believe that's correct. Yes.
But it's because they don't want it in Lake Michigan, and I get it. But if you're doing a small project, a little TSP, it's really not going to harm the environment that much. But just bear that in mind that it's just not safe. After you've got everything cleaned up with TSP, a light sand, and a vacuum, you want to make sure you got the right tools. So it's funny. That photo right there is almost perfect. The two rollers look fine because they're super fine nap
Yeah,
cuts.
they're
If you use the,
microfiber. I like
yes.
the microfiber ones.
Yes. Because you don't want a big, thick, nap brush. We're not trying to cover the holes in cinder block. We're trying to make it lay down. And most paints will lay down given slow curing and so on. The brushes, on the other hand, in that tray, the black one on the left looks kind of stiff, which will leave lots of marks, where the one on the right looks like a soft bristle, which will lay down quicker also. Regardless, I would use either brush and then go over it with the microfiber roller.
Okay,
That
so
way you
that
don't have any brush streaks.
right. So now this is something I would had just seen recently was a wet roller, you roll it all on, brush it in there, make sure you've got it, and then a dry roller, like the little noodle roller that's in there, is you take that dry roller and then back roll it again with a dry roller and then let that settle in and dry out. You do two coats like that, and it'll bring it out. Almost looks like a sprayed finish.
The easier way is an HVLP spray gun.
Right.
But not everybody has compressors. They don't all have the guns. You don't all have, you know what I mean? So I get that, right? Me as fortunate, I do. But you have to tape off more area to do that. I am a big fan of Sherwin-Williams. And it doesn't mean Benjamin Moore is a bad paint by any means. I just happen to use Sherwin-Williams more. Benjamin Moore is still a great product.
Right, because this is the emerald urethane trim enamel. But like Ben Moore, that's the advance,
yeah,
which is similar. And,
right.
And we use a lot of the Benjamin Moore stuff. So,
well, see, I get a better discount at SW.
So therefore, you use Sherwin-Williams.
I use Sherwin-Williams. The whole point is, though, is if the emerald urethane trim enamel, it's misleading in some respects. It's a water-based product. I happen to spray this in satin. You can do it in gloss. Gloss is always a little more difficult in the sense that your wood prep has to be much better. Gloss paints, the shinier it is, the more defects will become visible.
Right.
Yeah, a satin finish is quite nice, and it is. It's washable. It's really good stuff. And so, the coverage is insane.
So now with this emerald, do you thin it down if you're going to spray it, or are you using it right out of the can and able to spray it right out of the can?
So that really depends on your gun. So I have a viscosity cup.
Okay.
That you put the paint in and you time it. And if it's too thick, you might have to thin it a little. But typically you do not if you haven't. Most HVLP guns don't work the way old spray guns did.
The air
because
guns.
The paint is gravity fed down, it's not suction up. Most of them will still do it. Most of the time, it has to do more with fan and air pressure.
Okay.
So it does, again, that's one of those things. Don't go in there and start spraying your kitchen if you've never used your HVLP gun before. Go get a cheap piece of plywood and figure out pressure, fan width, and so on. And remember, if your nozzle's like this, you're spraying like this. If your nozzle's like this, you're spraying like this. So this coat, that coat, you know, you rotate it.
Right. And I believe you can rent those at the big box stores. You can rent some of those sprayers.
With practice, you can make it work.
Yep.
And then you can make your old, outdated, stained kitchen look like. Look at that.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though those are the older doors, you can see the door style is still old, but with a freshly painted finish. And you can mm-hmm. see, like on this kitchen, the distance between the drawers and all that stuff, you know, that's an old 60s style. So,
Everything now is full overlay because we make cabinets cheaper. It's all full boxes.
Right. You could do this for all your doors in the house, you know, your entry doors. You could do the same process. If you bought a house that's all stained with all the baseboard, all the trim is stained, you could use this process. And if you are going to spray that and you're repainting the whole room anyway, you can tape it off and spray that finish on, and all that trim work will look really, really nice then.
Well, you tape it off at the floor, caulk all the tops, and then just shoot it all, then roll out your walls. But yeah, I mean, you can update the look of your house pretty easily. It's just, like I said, a little prep work and some practice.
Right. And what would you say is the biggest key to making sure it comes out good? Is it the paint you use, or is it the sanding, the washing, the sealing?
It's going to be the prep work. It's always the prep work. Painting is the easy part, and the prep work's the sucky part. You have to be somewhat OCD. You know, and just take your time and don't ever say it's good enough. Because if you do that, you're going to end up with run drips and errors.
That's right. That's how it works. So there you go.
But even painting, that brings you back to the other point. Don't try to cover it in one coat. People that try to do it in one coat, that's when it gets ugly.
Right. Yeah. They try to do it all coverage all at once.
Yeah. Can't do it.
Right. That's true. All right. I'd say with that, hopefully we've answered the question And yes, you can paint over stained wood. With that, I say keep it square and level.
Until next time.
Until next time. There you go. And have fun painting. It's a blast. So much fun.